Democrats in Virginia racked up big wins in the Tuesday election, claiming control of the entire state government for the first time in decades. Guns and America's Alana Wise has the story of how outsized contributions from gun safety groups played a role and what that might mean for gun policy nationally in 2020.
Virginia Democrats sailed to historic victories on Election Day, fueled in no small part by big investments from gun control advocates. Groups like Brady and Everytown for Gun Safety hailed Virginia's election results as a win for gun violence reform. According to CNN, they also outspent the NRA in its home state by a ratio of 8-1.
Well, I can just about assure you we'll get universal background checks because the people have wanted it. And I will personally, you know, work with Delegate Rip Sullivan, who's been championing the extremist protection orders, for example, to make sure that people who have a history of violence and are threatening violence to themselves or another person can't have the instrument and tool that they would take to, you know, kill themselves or kill another person.
That was newly reelected Virginia Delegate Danica Rome. And the state's Democratic governor, Ralph Northam, said he would reintroduce gun legislation proposals as early as January.
Getting rid of bump stocks, high-volume magazines, red flag laws, these are common-sense pieces of legislation. I will introduce those again in January, and I'm convinced with a majority now in the House and the Senate, they will become law. And because of that, Virginia will be safer.
According to polling, guns and the Second Amendment consistently rank highly on voters' priorities. And recent incidents of gun violence pushed the issue to the top of voters' minds. Political analyst Larry Sabato is the director of the University of Virginia Center for Politics.
Some of the pre-election polls made it pretty clear that Virginians did prioritize gun control, mainly because of the shootings in Virginia Beach, and I'm sure the after effects of shootings in other states. But the Virginia Beach shootings brought it right down to home.
Sabato said that if gun safety groups want to see another blue wave in next year's elections, they'll have to make similar investments for Democrats on the national level. A nationwide November 2nd Gallup poll found that 72% of midterm voters rated gun policy as extremely or very important in this year's voting contest.
If they really care about getting gun control legislation passed, they have no alternative. They've got to turn out at the polls in large numbers, they know what they have to do and who they have to vote for. That's up to them to determine it, but it's pretty obvious.
In spite of the polling mentioned earlier, out at the polls on Tuesday, several voters in reliably blue Northern Virginia said that gun policy wasn't hugely on their minds at the local level. But those same voters did say it would play a major role in how they would choose to vote in the presidential election next year. Here's Lori Stuvey of Prince William County.
I feel like we just need to have some really good gun legislation to protect our families and our children. That's the most important thing. Let's think about how we can do that in a way that we can all agree. It's very simple. Let's just do it.
Democrats vying for the 2020 White House have already made gun policy a core tenet of their pitch to the voting public. The three leading candidates, former Vice President Joe Biden and Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, have all proposed reviving a federal ban on so-called assault weapons. For Guns and America, I'm Alana Wise.